The search continued, but they didn't find any penguin nests at all.
We still have to check a number of other nests, but I don't think we're going to get a chance to see penguin chicks here.
Carolina set up mosquito traps, as there were also fears that avian malaria may have reached the islands.
Well, we might have a bit of a dilemma, because what we were actually expecting to find was life, not death. We were expecting to find the new generation of penguins in their nests, being tended by their parents, and it was a really big disappointment to find just dead penguins everywhere.
Tourism is growing by 10% a year in the Galapagos, and with people come invading species. It's impossible to apply the strict fumigation regulations the filming kit was subject to on the importers and traders. Other South Pacific islands like Hawaii are fighting the same battle. There, an estimated 30 new species arrive every year. For several days, Richard and Carolina traveled around the island searching for penguin nests. And at last, good news.
We have got two week-old chicks, about this big, sitting abandoned on a nest. Both parents are out feeding right now to try and ensure their survival.
I'm so happy!
I'm really relieved, I have to say. I am... Phew!
Richard worked quickly to get the camera in place, and all his efforts were rewarded. A great view of an adult feeding the chicks. And to top that, an unexpected visitor to the nest.
And the chicks didn't like the crab at all. Suffice to say, there was a constant tit-for-tat going on in the nest. The crab would go forward, and the penguins would bite it, and then the crab would recede into the shadows. It was really interesting for a while there. It looked quite ominous and nice, quite unusual, I think. I don't think that's... Certainly, no one in Galapagos has seen what goes on in the nests at night time, so this is all very novel, very new, and very, very exciting.